Blog Talk Radio.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what need of pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what need of pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needy pain we bear. Oh, because we do not care everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you are here with us today. You took time out of your day to be with us, and we don't take it lightly. And we said thank you for coming. We pray that you will come and tune in every Sunday at the same time. We are everywhere you are. You can listen on every device that you have. We are there for you. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. I don't know about you, but I thank God for Jesus. And I thank God for all that Jesus has done for me. I thank God that Jesus is my friend, because you know he's a true friend. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. At this time, we want to welcome all our new listeners to the service today all over the world. We want to thank you for coming and being a part. We want to encourage you to follow, connect, and stay connected to this ministry. Amen. To God be all the glory. We welcome all of you, whether by web or by phone. We just want to give a shout out to all the my listeners there in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Carolinas. Amen. Minister Lang was in your town. Amen. What a beautiful town it is. It is a beautiful, beautiful town, that Charlotte, North Carolina. And I want to thank all the listeners there. Amen. I give you a shout out and say I love you. Amen. You know, you never know when Minister Lang just might be in your town. So praise God. What a beautiful time I had there in Charlotte, North Carolina this week. So praise God, because he is a good God. Amen. To hear a voice of truth, amen, we will read the word of God to you. And we will give you, I will give you the revelation of which God has given unto me. We will open up the prayer lines as well for all those that need prayer. And I will also do an opening prayer as well. At this time, we will go ahead and open up the prayer line. If you need prayer at this time, if you could press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. I'm going to ask that if you press the one for prayer, please do not give your name or your situation, because we are on live radio, and you never know who's listening. We don't want everybody to know your business. We don't want you to put it on the side, because we have people that listen all over the world to these ministries without walls. So we want to encourage you to call in for prayer. Match the one and we'll call you in for prayer. We all need prayer. I don't know about you, but I thank God for prayer. Amen. I thank God for those that pray for me in the Lord. Amen. To God be all of the glory. At this time, if you need prayer, you can press the one. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. We just give God all the praise. I thank God we had a safe trip to North Carolina while we waiting on someone to press the one. It's a beautiful place in Carolina. I tell you, it's a beautiful place. Amen. I don't see anybody with their hand raised for prayer. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and do the opening prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We give you all of the honor and all of the glory, and we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you that you are a good God, that you are a way-making God, that you are a healer and deliverer of your people. Lord, we thank you for your holy word that brings forth life, oh God. Help us to take your word and apply it to our life daily, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us receive the word of God. We thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came over 2,000 years ago that we might live and have an abundant life. Lord, we thank you that you're able to do all that you can say that you can do. We thank you, Lord, that you are God that knows and sees all things. We thank you that you're God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, we give you all the praise and all of the glory, God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal, deliver, and set free the minds of your people. We pray that you will bring a sinner out of sin, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you came that they might live and be saved. We thank you for it even now, Lord. We ask you to bring them out of darkness to your marvelous light, God. We ask you to clean them up for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So, Lord, we ask you, and we lift your name up on high. We give you a hallelujah praise. We thank you for every soul that shall be saved for the glory of God. We pray for healing and deliverance in the minds of your people. We pray for the ministries of God. We pray for every leader. We pray for every bishop. We pray for every apostle. We pray for every pastor, every evangelist, every elder, every layman. We pray right now, God, that you will strengthen them where they are weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For every pastor, every bishop, every evangelist, we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen them and pour back into them everything that they pour out to others, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to meet the needs in their homes and their families. We ask you to meet the needs of their ministry, God, because you are God that the righteous shall not be forsaken, or your seed been begging for bread. Lord, we thank you that it's already done. We know that you are a supernatural God, and you are able to supply every need for your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover them each and every one under the blood of Jesus. Even now, God, let no harm nor danger come to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, unto your leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless the souls of men, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that the U.S. will come back unto the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for Israel even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all of the glory, and we give you all of the praise. We thank you, God, that there is power in the blood of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all of the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you that it's already done. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. To God be the glory. He's a good God. He's able to do all that he says that he can do. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I want to give a testimony right quick. Amen. 7 years ago, I came up under this ministry, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And when I came in ministry, there were many things that came to me that said I was too old to do ministry, being also that I was a woman. In these religious places, I was rejected in ministry. And I asked God, this is for somebody, I asked God who would be my leader, who would help me in ministry. And I prayed about it, and he gave me the leaders that I have today that I love dearly, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne Round. My testimony is, if it had not been for them, I would not be where I am today in ministry. Matter of fact, I probably would not have had a ministry. I probably would have been sitting on a bench where my spirit and my ministry would have died. But God answered my prayer, and he gave me true leaders to lead me. I want to say, if you are without a leader and you're trying to do ministry on your own, you need a leader. I want to encourage you to pray, man of God, woman of God. And I know that you're eager to do the work of ministry, but no man can do anything alone. You must have a leader. As I said earlier, God gave me apostle and pastor. I want to encourage you, if you need a leader, if you need a spiritual leader, you need someone to coach you, you need someone to help you in whatever area in your life, I myself would encourage you to get connected to Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne Round. My life has not been the same since I have came up under this ministry. And as I said earlier, I was rejected in ministry. Nobody wanted me to help me in ministry. Some believed that I was not even called to ministry. Some said I was too old because God had called me in the latter part of my life. But now I see why God did that. But I want to encourage you today, don't try to do ministry by yourself. You must have a leader. You know, Jesus led the disciples. You got to have a leader. You cannot do it on your own. And I want to encourage you to get connected to them on Facebook, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne. You can connect with them on Facebook. Both of them have Facebook page, so connect with them there. And I guarantee you, the life would be, oh, it would just be great. But I want to encourage you to do that. Don't try to do ministry on your own. When people reject you and say that God hadn't called you, you can't preach and all that kind of foolishness, God has somebody to lead you if you really want to be led. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I just thank God for my leaders. I love them very much, and God is working it out. He's working it out. He worked it out for me, and he'll do the same thing for you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. The message today will come from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about, seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a little while, may ye perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The title of the message today is Take It to Jesus. Take It to Jesus. The scripture told us to humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We got to take it to Jesus. Today we are living in perilous times for the believer. We are living in a time where people hate God, hate the people of God, hate the things of God, work against the things of God, the haters of God. And we have to humble ourselves, and we have to take it to Jesus. The word says unto us, cast all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That simply means we got to take all of our burdens. We got to take all that is coming against us. We got to take it to Jesus, and we got to leave it there. We got to take it to Jesus and know that Jesus will work it out for us. We can't worry. And we must know the word of God to resist the devil. The Bible says that we must be so sober and vigilant because our adversary is the devil. It didn't say anyone in the household of faith, but it says the adversary is the devil, our adversary. It didn't say the household of faith. It didn't say a man or a woman of God. It did not say that. It says our adversary is the devil. And sometimes we think it's people in the household of faith. That is not the truth. As a roaring lion, he walks about seeking who he may devour. But Peter declares unto us that we have to cast all our burdens upon the Lord. Because you know that God will keep you. He will sustain you. And he will never permit the righteous to be moved. Trouble gonna come. But trouble don't last always. And when the trouble comes, we must take it to Jesus and leave it there. We got to take it to Jesus because he will work it out for us. We got to take it to Jesus. We can't try to handle it in our own self. We cannot try to come against the enemy ourselves when people mistreat us and do harm unto us. We got to take it to Jesus. We got to release them. We got to let them go. And we got to take it to Jesus. You know, hey, let me tell you about me. You know, when people do me like that, with that foolishness, I wonder what take it to Jesus. I would take it to Jesus. I tell them who they are. I say, Lord, did you hear what they said unto me? Did you see what they did to me? You don't want to do that. But I will take it to Jesus. And I will leave it there. I remember my God-given mother said to me when I was very young, she would used to say, you don't fight your enemies because God can whoop them better than anybody can. Hey, and God will do that. We got to take it to Jesus. Whatever it is, we got to take it to Jesus, and we got to leave it there because Jesus died for us because he loved us and he cared for us. He carried every burden. He carried all of our sorrow. He carried all of our pain. He carried all our grief. He carried everything, and he carried it with him upon his body. He carried the cross. He cares. That's why we need to take it to Jesus, and we got to leave it at the cross. We got to take it to Jesus because it's already been nailed to the cross. It's already been done. He's already done worked it out. But we got to take it to Jesus and believe and know that God is able to supply everything that we need. We got to take it to Jesus. We can't try to handle ourselves, but we got to take it to Jesus. No matter what you're going through, you got to take it to Jesus, for he cared for you. He cared for you. You got to take your worries to Jesus. You got to take your problems to Jesus. You got to take your disobedient children to Jesus. You got to get on your knees in prayer. You got to take your sicknesses and your infirmities unto Jesus. You got to tell him the name, as I said, and tell him, glory be to God, take it to Jesus. You don't have to take that. Take it. to Jesus. Oh, my God. Take it to Jesus. And everything will be all right if you just take it to Jesus. I know you want to handle it yourself, but if you take it to Jesus, you're going to get it all back. If you take it to Jesus, you'll get everything back that the enemy has stolen. But you got to take it to Jesus. You got to wait on Jesus. You can't move on your own thing. You can't do your own thing. You know, many of us, we want to do our own thing. But we got to do and take it to Jesus, and he will take care of you. We got to believe that. We got to know. We got to be steadfast in our faith. No matter what we're going through, we got to be steadfast in our faith. The Bible tells us, cast all your burdens on the Lord. He will sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Trouble is everywhere in this world. And that's in Psalm 55:22. He said, cast all your burden on the Lord. In other words, take it to Jesus. Why are you carrying it? Jesus already done carried it. Take it to the cross and leave it there. Take it to the cross and stop picking it up. The problem is, most of us keep picking it up, the burden. We keep picking it up. Leave them alone. They don't mean you no good. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus and leave it with him. He'll work it out for you. Stop picking it up, because Jesus has already carried that. He's already carried. So we don't have to carry, you know. Some of us are like a bag lady. And, you know, I can say for myself, hallelujah, I can say about myself, I will have several bags. And most women, they do have several bags. They'll have a bag from their makeup. They'll have their purse. They'll have a bag that may have or something for the children. They'll have a bag for a lunch bag, but they have many bags like a bag lady. And I know I'm one of them. I usually have several bags every day. But we are like bag ladies, if I can say it that way. We carry our sorrow. It's a bag. We carry our disappointment. That's a bag. We carry our hurt. That's a bag, especially church. We carry it. It's a bag. It's weighing us down. It's burdening down. Our husbands or our wives don't want to do right. We're carrying the pain. We're carrying the sorrow. We're grieving in ourselves. Those are bags that we carry, and we ought to let those bags go. We need to take it to Jesus, and we ought to leave it there, because when we take it to Jesus, God already knows what we need. We just need to pray unto God. We need to leave it there. We need to take it and leave it at the cross, because he cares for you. His word declares that he cares for you. He cares for you. He casts all your cares. Stop carrying that bag full of all those different cares and problems and issues, stuff that you can't solve. It's something that you won't ever be able to solve. There's some people you won't ever like you. There are some people that will never do anything good for you. You got to stop it. Stop carrying these bags. Let those bags go. Jesus has already carried the bags. He's already carried everything upon his body. He was weighed down, I would say. He was full and carried. He was beaten. And all these many things, he's already carried that. Why are you carrying? You got to release it. You got to release it. Get rid of these bags. Throw these bags in the trash. Throw them in the trash and let them stay there. And give it to Jesus. See, when you give it to Jesus, everything will be all right. If you want to be steadfast and unmovable in your faith. Now, the word did tell us that we will not go through a thing. The word does not tell us that all this Christian journey of faith, we're not going to have problem issues. It's totally different from that. That's why he says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction occurs in your brethren that are in this world. We're all going through something. It may not look like it. It may not seem like it. But all of us are going through something. We're going through something, but we can't let it stress us out. We got to take it to Jesus. We can't worry about it. We got to take it to Jesus. Whatever's going on in our life, I don't know what's going on. What's going on? Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. No matter what it is, take it to Jesus. What's going on? Take it to Jesus. And everything will be all right. But you got to take it to him. And when you take it to him, you got to give it to him. You can't just hold on to the end of the bag. You're still trying to hold on to the bag. But you got to give it to Jesus. You got to give it to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You got to give it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus and everything will be all right. Take it to Jesus. Because he carried everything upon his body. You know, right now, you ought to lift your hands and say, Lord, everything I've been going through, I've been trying to hold on to it. But this day, I give it up to you. I bring it to you. And I leave it at the cross. And I need you to help me, Lord. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from anything that is coming against me. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus, and everything is going to be all right. Pray about it. Don't worry about it. Don't try to fight it, but take it to Jesus and leave it there. Pray unto the God, and he will hear your prayer. You got to take it to Jesus, and you got to leave it there. Oftentimes, we want to pick up the heavy load, but Jesus already done carried the load. We need to take it to Jesus and leave it there, because everything will be all right if we take it to him and we leave it there, because he is a God that's able to do all things. It's already done. It's already been nailed to the cross. You got to trust God. You got to trust Jesus and believe in his holy word. You got to stand in faith and know that God is able to do what he said he can do. Take it to Jesus and never forget that he's always with you. He's always beside you. He's right there with you. You got to take it to Jesus. Continue in prayer. Take it to Jesus. Now when know that whatever you are, that you're never alone. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Take it to Jesus. Know that he loves you because he died for you to have eternal life and to live an abundant life. Take it to Jesus and he will work it out for you. Take it to Jesus. Trust in the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Trust because he cares for you. He will take care of you. But you got to keep the faith. Keep on moving in the good times and the bad times. Take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right. Don't you worry and don't you turn from faith. He says in the word of God, let not your heart be troubled, but trust in the Lord. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. Because see, when we worry, it don't show that we trust in God. Trust in God and leave it to Jesus. Leave it at the cross and leave it to Jesus. And he will work it out for you. Believe in God and be still and know that God is God. I want to encourage you this day to take everything that's worrying you, things that are taking your rest and your peace, take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right. He's going to take care of you. Take it to Jesus, and it'll be all right. Take it to him. Stay faithful as he is faithful unto you. Take it to Jesus in every season of your life. Take it to Jesus. No matter what's going on, take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. Never lose your hope, but keep on trusting in the Lord. Lean not onto your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart and soul. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. Take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right. I promise you that it's going to be all right. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. If you take it to Jesus, take it to him. Oh, glory to God. Know that his grace abides towards you and his mercy. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. Get ready to receive his blessings. in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Take it to Jesus. Oh, take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right, man of God. Take it to Jesus, woman of God. It's going to be all right. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. Get on your knees and pray. He said, in my people that are called by my name, when I'm on myself in prayer, I will answer them. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. Everything will be all right. Take it to Jesus. It'll be all right. Depend on God, not on the world. No matter what you're going through, He is already there. He's already done made a way. You got to take it to Jesus. He's able to keep you. Take it to Jesus. He's always with you. You know, the Bible tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Ye that believe in God, believe also in me. That means take it to Jesus. And don't you worry, because He's already got it. If you take it to Jesus and you leave it there, you can get some rest that night. If you take it to Jesus, you'll have peace in your soul. Take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right. Oh, hallelujah. Take it to Jesus. Oh, I want to encourage you today. Take it to Jesus. It's going to be all right. Cast all your care upon Jesus, because it's going to be all right. Leave it with Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, leave all your burdens there. Leave it at the cross. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right if you take it to Jesus. But many times, because we don't take it to Jesus. We don't take everything to Jesus. We don't take everything to Jesus in prayer. And we forfeit, as the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. But we offer forfeit our peace because we don't take it to Jesus. We don't take our pain nor our sorrow. And we are in great pain and sorrow because we don't take it to Jesus. And we forfeit our peace of mind. You know, ain't nothing like having a peace of mind. See, when you give it to Jesus, you can have a peace of mind in a troubled world, in a world that's dying of a sin. If you take it to Jesus, you can have peace when they're mocking you, lying on you, talking about you. You can have peace if you take it to Jesus. If you just take everything to Jesus, don't get weary in well-doing. But take it to Jesus. Don't lose your faith. Keep the faith in God. Believe in the Lord and believe in the word of God. Trust in Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. I'm a living witness. If you take it to Jesus, everything will be all right. If you take it to the Lord in prayer. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer. You got to take it to Him. And you got to leave it there. Jesus, He's already done made a way. He's our mediator. Oh, hallelujah. He's our intercessor. He's everything that we need. If you take it to Jesus and leave it there, stop worrying about it. Stop worrying about the things that you cannot change. Take it to Jesus. And everything will be all right. That's why He tells us in the Word in Matthew 11:28-29, come to Jesus, come to me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You got to take it to Jesus. Take on His yoke. You got to take it to Jesus. You got to learn of Him. You got to be gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your soul if you would just take it to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Him just as you are. You got to come to Jesus. You got to leave it to Him. Take it to the cross and leave it there. Take it to Jesus, and everything will be all right. He will work it out for you no matter what you're going through. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. That's why the Word tells us that we don't need to worry about our lives, what we will eat, what we will drink. We don't need to worry about any of those things. But if we would just take it to Jesus, it'll be all right. He already knows what you need. God already knows what you need. You just got to give it to Jesus. You got to take it to Jesus. He's already made a way. He's already done that at the cross. We must take it to him. And we need to ask him to help us. You don't have to carry this load that you're trying to carry. Give it to Jesus. And everything will be all right. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. But trust in the Lord. Because the word of God says, but the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. His glory. We got to give him glory. All of his grace and his mercy abide towards the household of faith. We got to take it to Jesus. We got to help ye one another in the household of faith. We got to take it to Jesus and pray. And we got to leave it there. And know that he's able to do all things. There's nothing too impossible for God. We got to stay steadfast in our faith. Don't let nobody steal your faith. Don't lose your faith. Don't you turn from the faith. Don't you go into the world. Don't you go back into the world. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your burden upon him, because he cares for you and he loves you. He died for you that you might have an abundant life through him. He's already carried. You don't have to carry. This day, take it to Jesus. Take all those bags. Those spiritual bags, those spiritual things, and began to toss them in the trash. Say, I will not carry this bag of disappointment anymore. I'm not going to worry about my enemies and what they do unto me. I'm going to take it to Jesus, and I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to take this bag of lack, and I'm going to throw it in the trash, because God will provide for me. I got to get rid of all of these so-called friends, all these stones that people have thrown at me. I put them all in the back. And it's weighing it down because it's heavy. But if I take it to Jesus, I'm going to take those stones that have been thrown at me. Lies. Where people have cursed my name. Where people have worked evil against me. If I was you, I'd take that bag and I'd toss it into the sea. Let it be no more. Get rid of that bag that's weighing you down. Get rid of it. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. At the cross. Ain't nothing new under the sun. God already knows. Jesus, when he was upon the earth and he was doing ministry, he had to deal with the same thing. That's why he said, ain't nothing new. Nothing new. We all go through something. But we got to learn how to take it to Jesus and leave it there. We got to learn that whatever God allows, we got to deal with it. And we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to live by his word. We don't want to forfeit our peace. We don't want to be carrying all this stuff in these bags that we all not to be carrying. Get rid of them bags. Get rid of that luggage. Get rid of it that day. Take it to Jesus. You're going to feel so much better. When you release all that stuff, all that foolishness, let them say what they want to say. You serve the mighty God. Let them do what they want to do. You serve the mighty God. You take it to Jesus and you leave it there. And he will handle it. My boy said, he'll whoop them better than anybody can. Hey, he will whoop them better than anybody can. That way he said, touch not. not God's anointed. And do it proper, no harm. Take it to Jesus. If you want the devil to flee, take it to Jesus. Now, he ain't scared of us, but he's scared of the God in us. So don't you carry it no more. Because that's the devil. What it say our adversary is? It's the devil. He said, be sober, be busy, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Don't let him devour you. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus and leave it there. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. And because we have him as a friend, we have a privilege to take everything to him in prayer. We got to take it to Jesus. When we have the Spirit of the living God dwelling within us, we have the right and the privilege as the righteousness of God, the household of faith, to carry everything to God in prayer. It's time for us to start doing that so that we won't be forfeiting our peace and carrying certain pains and sorrows that we should not be carrying, because we don't have to bear. Because Jesus has already carried all of our burdens. He's already done that. So why are you carrying? Get rid of the bag. You know, it's all because, as the song said, all because we do not care. Everything in God in prayer. We got to take everything. Stop carrying and give it to Jesus. And everything will be all right. Remember, don't put glory in yourself. But to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take it to Jesus, because everything is going to be all right. When I take it to Jesus, everything will be all right. I wonder if people that would take it to Jesus. I tell on you, I ain't gonna play with you. I might seem like I might be weak, but I ain't weak. You better believe that one. I know the man to take it to. His name Jesus. Hey, I know what I got to do. Do you? Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right if you just take it to Jesus. Amen. To God be all the glory. We're going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and you're going through a lot of things, you know, we all go through a lot of stuff, whether we're saved or unsaved. We all go through some stuff. So I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. Why go through by yourself when Jesus came that you might live and have an abundant life, that he will be your burden carrier? You know, he carries our burden. He's already carried our burden. And I want to encourage you today, if you don't know Jesus, give your life to him. Just say this simple prayer, Lord, save me. If you have said that prayer and you honestly do, repent of your sin, I want to encourage you to inbox me there on Facebook, and I will help you make the right connections to my leaders. Amen. But just inbox me. Amen. We just thank God for this soul. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for these souls. Amen. To God be all of the glory. To him be all of the glory. If you are a church girl, it's time to quit playing church. It's time to get your life right with God. Amen. It's time to get right. You know, you don't want to be on the church world for 30 and 40 years and die and don't make it in. And I have been in place, and God allowed me to see a lot of things. And I had to ask him, what's going on with that talk? I talked to him. I'm like, what's going on? And he would speak to me and tell me that they weren't saved. They weren't saved. And I'm saying, pastors and leaders, not saved. 30 and 40 years preaching in somebody's pulpit. and die and not make it in. There's something wrong with that. We got to get it right. It's time for out for playing church. Stop playing. Get your life right with God. We got to get it right. Just because we attack, put all this taxing stuff to our name, evangelist so-and-so, pastor so-and-so, apostle so-and-so, okay, chief apostle so-and-so, where that in the glory of God? Where that? Just get our life right with God and stop playing. We got to stop playing church. Souls are being lost when you play. And you're responsible for every soul. We got to get it right. It's time out for us playing in the church. We got to get it right. Because souls are being lost. And we got to get it right. If you are a church goer and you are churching it, playing church, up in the pulpit, playing church, in the choir sang, playing church, leading the choir, playing church, and living in sin. It's time for us to get our life right today. Today is the day that you ought to get your life right with God. And if you are one of those church goers, you need to repent. You need to, well, we're going to leave that right there. We need to get our life right with God. Now is the time while the blood is running warm in your veins. Get your life right with God. And just ask the Lord to save you if you have if you have done that and truly given your life to Christ today. I want you to inbox me, hit me up on Facebook and let me know, and I'm going to get you to my leaders to help you on your journey. You got to get it right, y'all. For all those who are backsliding, God says in the word that he's ever married to the backslider. And don't worry about how you got there. But it's time for you to come back into the sheepfold while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. You need to rededicate your life back to Christ. You got to turn from sin and sin no more so that a worse thing will not come upon you. You got to turn from sin. God said he's ever married to the backslider. So today is the day. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So we got to get it right. So I want to encourage you, ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin if you're a backslider. Rededicate your life back unto the Father. Turn your life around. Repent. What a godless sorrow. You can't fool God. Repent this day and come to Jesus. Amen. If you have been in you fit in any of those categories and you gave your life to Christ, as I said earlier, hit me up on Facebook and let me know. Amen. And I will get you in contact with my leaders. Amen. Your life will never, 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 never be the same. When you give your life to Christ, your life will never, ever be the same. There's no way that you can come to Jesus, as I always say, and your life never changed. You can take it to Jesus, and everything will be all right. Just take it to the cross. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We just thank God for every soul that's saved. We thank God for every church goer that is now saved and is going to walk and live in faith. We thank God for every backslider that's going to come back and rededicate their life unto the Father. Amen. To God be all the glory. We want to thank God for his word, and we pray that you will apply the word to your life, you know, apply that word to your life, and it'll make a difference in your life when you apply the word. When you hear the word of God, you're responsible for the word that you hear. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. I do hope and pray that you tuned in to Pathetic Corner today with your host, Prophetess Martha William, powerful woman of God and a praying woman of God. She came from 1 Kings today, amen. So I want to encourage you to go back if you missed the live show and listen to the pre-recorded show. You can just Google Block Talk Radio Pathetic Corner and you should be able to hear Prophetess Martha's message, amen. She is the first half of the Hour of Power, as they call us, and she's on the air live from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power, and we're on from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to call a neighbor and a friend. I always let them know that we're on the air, that we're here for you. These are ministries that are here for you. We're not just there on a Sunday. We're not here just on a Sunday. Pathetic Corner, we're everywhere you go. So you can listen to us to our pre-recorded show on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day of the week. You got that message. As Apostle said last Tuesday night on their program, listen to it till you get it, till you get it in your spirit. Amen. If you got to listen to it 7 times, that's all right. Get it in your spirit, so you can live by the word of God. So we got to learn how to live by the word of God. We got to know the truth. We got to know the true voice when it speaks. You need to know the voice of truth when it speaks. Every voice that speaks is not a voice of truth. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I want to encourage you also, if Prophetess Law's ministry have been a blessing to you, which I know that it has, I want to encourage you to sow a seed in her ministry, amen. You can hit up on Facebook, and she will tell you how to do that, amen. We just thank God for her. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my leaders, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Yvonne Ryle. They're on every Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord, amen. 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's message, amen, a powerful message from the Lord, amen. I want to encourage you also, if that ministry have been a blessing to you, I want to encourage you to sow a seed in their ministry and watch God give you a harvest. You know, you got to have some seed in the ground to receive a harvest, amen. I want to encourage you to follow their ministry there on Block Talk Radio. You can also follow them on Facebook as well. We have for you also on Saturday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Eskews on Block Talk Radio live at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Powerful man, a powerful woman of God. We want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry and stay connected to her ministry. A powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. 3 o'clock, you want to be there every Saturday. It's always a powerful on-time word from the Lord. If you will sow a seed in her ministry, I know her ministry has been a blessing to you, and I want to encourage you to sow that seed. Also, we just thank God for Apostle and Pastor, a powerful man and woman of God, who's over these ministries, amen, and Apostle is the leader and launched out these ministries, amen. She lost out her voice of truth 7 years ago, amen. This is our 7 year doing ministry, and we just thank God for them and these ministries. Also, we want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. For an offering of $25 or more, you can become a WOW partner, amen, for $25 or more. And with that, you'll see many perks. We'll put you on our prayer list. We got people that can get prayer up, that you can be healed, that you can be delivered and set free. You know, a lot of times we throw away $25. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you want to do that, just contact any of the ministries that I have spoke of just a few minutes ago, and you can get connected to that. I want to encourage you to do that. It's going to be a blessing unto you if you do that. Amen. I want to encourage you to sow offerings into these ministries of God to help us to take the gospel all over the world. We just give God all the glory and all of the praise for you being obedient unto that. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We just thank God for his word. He is an awesome and a mighty God, and we just ask you to take the announcements, and we ask you to put it on your calendars and put it in your phone, reminders of the show, and when you begin to follow these ministries, you will automatically receive messages through Block Talk Radio, a reminder that the show is coming on. So we want to encourage you to do that in the Lord, amen. We also want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, It's an e-book. It's an electronic book. Amen. It's only $2.99. It's a great read. We want to encourage you to do that. And we want to encourage you to give it as a gift. It's only $2.99. You know, most of the time we throw away a whole lot of money. But if we give this right here, we're giving somebody something that will help them examine themselves and change the way they live their lives and change their heart. So, because we know that if you change your heart, you can change your whole life. So I want to encourage you to do that today. You can inbox me on Facebook, or you can go to my Facebook page, Voice of Truth or Elaine Jackson, and it's listed as my cover page. So all the information is there. So all you need to do is go to Amazon.com and just put in, or you can Google The Heart Reflection, Elaine Jackson, and it will automatically pick it up. And all you have to do is just click on it to send it as a gift, or to purchase it for yourself. But we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. To God be all of the glory. That is all of our announcement again. And we still want to say thank all of you for wherever you are, wherever you're listening. We pray that God will richly bless you and your family. Blessing be upon you and your family. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. And I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. We'll meet you here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Know that God loves you. We love you. Take it to Jesus. Everything will be all right. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. We love you.